broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April 24th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land as our guide, the Constitution for the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty put in place by the founders. Absolutely brilliant, to say the least. And we believe we don't need a revolution, but we certainly need a restoration of the principles that made America great. It's done it once, it can do it again. We got to apply the peer principles, ladies and gentlemen. We got to start with a good, honest, moral population that takes their liberties serious, to say the least. Welcome to this freedom-loving, fantastic Friday broadcast of Liberty Roundtable. We're taking hearts back, minds back, one at a time. Hope you're all doing marvelous. This half hour is brought to you in part by the Power Hour. ThePowerMall.com, ladies and gentlemen. Go to ThePowerMall.com and do business with the good guys, would you please? All right, a recap of yesterday's show. We talked about Wisconsin's shame. Quote, I thought it was a home invasion. It was, but it was the cops. I was so afraid, she says, I did not know what to do. A woman was refused the opportunity to speak to an attorney. She looked outside and saw a person who appeared to be a reporter. Turns out the government kicked in the door, committed a raid, and called the media. Wow, it was a setup. It was indeed a home invasion, but the people who were invading, they were pouring in. It was Wisconsin, quote, law enforcement officers. Armed, uniformed police swarmed into the house. I'm calling them rogue thugs at this point. No warrant. Why were the police at these homes, you may ask? Well, because some of these people opposed some current legislation. The police were treating them the way these people had seen cops act on TV for drug raids, etc. But these people were not criminals. They were law-abiding, ladies and gentlemen. They didn't buy or sell drugs. They weren't violent. They weren't a danger to anyone. Embarrassed by what they were doing, one officer looked at the family still confined in one room and said, some days I hate my job. My heart races now when I see a police car sitting in front of my house or following me. I've been harassed. My house has been vandalized. Wow. The raid was so public with the media invited, it was beyond imagination. Wisconsin's shame, ladies and gentlemen. The left, no. They're not going to stop trying to criminalize free speech. They're out of control. There you have it. Now, it's a serious, serious, serious situation. We talked in the second hour with Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org, about that story a little bit. Then we moved on to talk about Rand Paul. Rand wants you to put your Hillary horror stories and your dollars into his Dropbox. Paul took his hunt for Hillary Clinton opposition research to Twitter asking for dirt on Clinton. That's what the mainstream press says. Some callers dialed in and said, we don't think that's true. We don't think Rand would do that. I hope they're right, but I haven't heard Rand speak up against it. And I don't know how to get a hold of Rand. Do you? For a guy that wants to email me every day and ask for my advice and please put money into his campaign, he's sure hard to get a hold of, is all I'm telling you. Government schools have essentially become criminal enterprises. Story from WorldNet Daily. Boy, do I agree. That's the truth. We talked about this Wisconsin anti-cop rally. We talked about Sheriff David A. Clark Jr.'s basically dressing down Eric Holder in a Senate hearing about his hostile treatment of the police. Systemic police problems go beyond bad apples. When enough Americans realize the systemic police problem, things will change, says Timothy Baldwin, attorney at law, constitutional attorney and good friend, I might add. Police union votes no confidence in Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn. And you got David A. Clark Jr., the county sheriff in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You got this Ed Flynn, the police chief. They're both at odds. Milwaukee police chief explodes on protesters for willfully ignoring crimes. Yeah. Greatest racial disparity, according to the Blaze News Service. Rand Paul says our founding fathers would be mortified by the NSA. Boy, is that true. Anyway, that was a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. We had Matt Felak, the Copperhead, with us. And we talked about the Afrikaans and the white people getting abused, white Christians getting abused around the world the day before. And, man, the Copperhead just jumped on a plane and is heading down to Tennessee. The Copperhead's headed south, huh? All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. Today, news the networks refused to use starts now. Kirk Cosby got up super early, dropped Matt off at the airport, and now he's ready for radio. Hello, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome, my friend. I know you're kind of tired because you got up super early to take Matt, but we appreciate you joining us. I'm going to say two phrases, and I want to get your take on them. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm loving it. What are you thinking?
So that's a McDonald's thing, right?
Yes, sir. Roger that. Now the next one. Ready? I'm closing it.
Oh, let's see. Is McDonald's is shutting down?
Well, McDonald's is shutting down hundreds of stores this year alone. They've already closed about 700 stores to date this year, and they're going to keep a crank. And they say unprofitable stores are going to bye-bye, bro. Now, I guess 700 stores isn't very many because they say there's well over 32,000 worldwide, but they say McDonald's is getting aggressive. They're trying to make a turnaround there, Kurt.
So how does it make a turnaround to shut them down? What is that, you know?
Well, they would claim, well, we're just getting rid of the unprofitable locations, Kurt.
Oh, I get you.
Leaner, meaner.
They were individually owned, typically, you know, by people that have invested in it, you know.
Yeah, like a franchise, you mean.
Yeah.
I thought that, too, and I don't know if some stores are franchised and some are not. I'm not a McDonald's expert, but... there you have it. And, you know, I agree with you. It's hard to see how you're growing when you're shrinking. You know what I mean? That's kind of your point, and I would agree. How does that all work? And, you know, I guess what they believe is if they just have these, you know, Radio Shack's doing the same thing. Radio Shack says they're going to stay alive. I walked into a Radio Shack store just the other day to get something for a buddy of mine, and we went in there, and right when you walk in, it says we're closing. Buy all you can, get all these discounts and such. And I went and talked to the guy, and I said, hey, man, what's going on? He said, we're closing the locations that aren't very profitable, and we're only going to keep the profitable locations. And, you know, basically it's several stores in my area go down to one store in my area, and even the mall location is closing. And I said, well, what's up with that? You don't make enough money? He goes, well, a lot of our sales were cell phone sales, but we're not doing that anymore, and Radio Shack can't stand on its own, and so we're closing all these stores. I said, what are you going to do? You know, what's going to happen to you for your job? He says, I don't know, man. I'm going to talk to the boss once I get this wrapped up for him and see if they got a place for me. That's all I know. So, you know, these companies in this, quote, recovery, Kurt, I don't know if you call it aren't recovering, but what you're going to end up with is less and less retail stores, less and less employees, and I'm sure the bottom line will improve, Kurt. And I guess in their view, it's kind of like, hey, we can have a bigger slice of a smaller cake than a smaller slice of a bigger cake, and the smaller cake's easier to manage. And overall, the bottom line, at least with modern accounting practices, it shows greater profitability, Kurt. And that's all they're really after. And so, you know, to me, I'd rather have less profitability for a company that employs more people, because then more people, you know, pay the family bills, more people keep their head above water, more people can buy things. But that's not their attitude. They're interested in the bottom line for the company, not necessarily just the employee. Now, that brings me to kind of the discussion point, Kurt. Isn't it at McDonald's and other places where you got the employees raging and ready to strike and picket and do all this stuff for $15 an hour? Isn't that, wasn't McDonald's in that mix?
Yeah.
So I'm going to defend the corporate a little bit and say, you know what? You run around and picket me and ask for a big old bunch of money that I can't afford to pay you. I'll just decide I don't need you, Kurt.
Well, that's a great point, Sam, you know, and this whole idea of, you know, a, quote, minimum wage mandatory kind of idea is just, well, it's against God's law to force somebody to pay something that they don't want to pay. Is just like, hey, you know, it's just like force them to do any other thing.
I couldn't agree more.
That's just not the way it should be.
And what I find fascinating is, you know, I think it's appropriate for a bunch of employees to get together and talk to the boss about a raise. Okay, I think that's appropriate. I don't think it's appropriate to go public and say, if you don't pay me a certain amount of money, I'm going to strike. I'm going to cause your business problems. I'm going to make sure you lose money, too. Okay, at some point, I mean, that's not a profitable employee. I couldn't get rid of that person fast enough, Kurt. And I submit to you that, you know what, maybe it's not a direct letting go over that issue, but I'm telling you, it's all in the mix. Reality is employees are like anything else, supply and demand, and pay people what they're worth and that kind of stuff. And what you need to do, well, we'll talk about it in seconds, because I believe this is a serious discussion. Do we really need to pay people $15, $150, $1,500 an hour? Or are there other issues at play that matter more, huh?
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child, or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land. The Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right. The company that used to run around and say, we love to make you smile. We do it all for you. I'm loving it. Now I'm closing it. Closing over 700 stores this year, and they're on a roll. They say it's not really that many stores compared to their 32-plus thousand stores. But nevertheless, it's certainly not a growing economy for the employees that used to work there. That's for sure. Now, the reason I bring all this up is because, you know, it might be a direct response to this, we're going to run around and demand $15 an hour, a living wage, kind of an idea by employees. It might be just a market reality that, hey, we can't keep stores afloat that don't, you know, make a good profit. The question is, what is a good profit? How much money do you got to make? What does your bottom line really need to be, quote, profitable? Some of these corporations have extreme profits at the corporate level, and we see the disparity between CEO pay oftentimes and employee pay. And you know, I agree that a business owner can do what they want, but at some point the disparity becomes over the top. Nevertheless, here's my point. We're going to run around and have employees demand publicly a certain amount per hour and then do harm to the business if they don't get it. Now, those are not employees that I would have in my employ. I'll tell you that right now. You'd be fired for doing that. Now, if you want to come to me and discuss your pay, we're willing to talk about that for sure. And, you know, I'm a fair-minded guy, but what I'm not willing to do is let you publicly trash my company and reduce my profits and at the same time then demand that you're going to put me over a, quote, public barrel. That's an employee that I would not have, okay? Now, I bring all that up to say, Kurt, one of the issues in these discussions that I think we're kind of talking all around in the mainstream press, but we don't want to really admit or deal with, it isn't about employees and $15 an hour. It isn't about employees taking things public. It isn't about stores closing. The economies are doing awesome. Okay, what it's really about, in my opinion, is why do these people even think they need $15 an hour, Kurt? Back in the day, I remember my dad made a quarter an hour, and he was happy to get it, man. The real question that we need to ask ourselves is, what the heck happened? My dad made 25 cents an hour. These guys want to make $15 an hour. And you say, well, Sam, it's inflation. Come on, aren't you an economic 101s guy? Come on. Yeah, I am, and that's exactly the point that I'm drilling home. What on earth happened? And the answer is, what happened is we moved from honest money to fake money. Money that you can create out of thin air. And this hidden tax known as inflation is absolutely slaughtering the economy. And instead of admitting the truth of what's destroying the economy and what's putting the entry wage folks on the ropes, we want to act like it's these evil employers. McDonald's is just evil as all get out. That's why they don't pay their people more money. We want to run around and perpetuate that lie. Okay, and attack the, quote, business owner. That's the guy that employs you. Remember that, okay? Instead of dealing with this hidden tax, this inflation, this abuse of the whole public, of the whole country over this fiat money system. That's the real problem, Kurt. No one's talking about that. The elephant is absolutely taking over the room, sir. You got any thoughts on that, Kurt?
You know, You can't be more correct on this. You know, I mean, we've talked about it over and over. And the fact is, hey, if we have a dishonest money system and we don't stay with the things that basically were our winning game plan before, then it's not a surprise to find us where we are, huh?
Yeah, I agree. And that's my whole point is, how do we really, in all seriousness, discuss wages, start attacking employers, without discussing this serious issue? Look, let me just ask you a question. Is McDonald's just greedy and so they're just shutting down these 700 stores because they hate the employee? They're just bent on belligerent profits and they're crazy and they're just evil as the employer. Okay, that's the way they want you to believe that's really the, you know, but it isn't the truth. The truth is, Kurt, you're going to go through your stores one by one and you're going to say, look, does this make sense for us to carry forward? And I guarantee they have a concern with the employees in that given area. I guarantee they have a concern about, hey, you know, just that store in existence builds our brand. But they're simply saying that it's not sustainable. If we're going to have to pay these people $15 an hour, or if we're going to have to raise our prices at some point, having a store here is not sustainable. We've got competition to deal with. We've got increasing costs of beef. People don't think that has anything to do with it. They run around and tell you inflation's right around zero, but the cost of beef has gone through the roof. McDonald's is primarily a beef company. Now, I know you can get chicken. I get that. But they made their beginnings on hamburgers, okay? The core is hamburgers for McDonald's, all right? And what I'm saying is the cost of beef goes through the roof. Employees want a gazillion dollars. They're just simply saying, is this store profitable? Does it make sense for us to keep it in our business model? And they're saying no. And I can't believe that we're going to just ignore this inflationary reality and then run around and just start getting crazy on who's at fault. It's just absolutely beyond my comprehension. And these so-called economic professors and stuff, no one's bringing this up, Kurt. What's wrong with these people?
Well, You know, all I can tell you is that, you know, it's the old shell game, man. You remember the shell game? You've got to sit there and you get confused watching the shells while somebody steals you blind right behind your back. And that's, you know, basically where we are, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. I just find it just a shame that we're not going to really talk about this real issue, Kurt. Hey, did you hear Ray-Ban glasses asked Rand Paul to stop wearing their glasses? Did you hear about this, Kurt?
I didn't hear that.
Ray-Ban asked Rand Paul to quit wearing their shades, bro.
Really?
Yes, sir. And Rand Paul took his response to the Senate floor.
What did he say?
I don't know. You got to look that up, Kurt. Put out the teaser there. Now, I find this fascinating, and the reason that I do, Kurt, is because are we in an era now where whatever you do, wear, say, believe, you're going to go up against the company? So somehow now, just because Rand wears Ray-Ban glasses, now Ray-Ban wants to tell Rand, we don't agree with you politically, and so we want to shut you down and tell you you can't wear Ray-Bans? Now, I guess Harry Reid actually helped Rand Paul get that done on the Senate floor. Now, here's what I find fascinating, Kurt. Wasn't it me that said, hey, they're making claims that Rand Paul wants to dig up dirt on Hillary Clinton, and either Rand needs to take credit for that or responsibility for that, take your pick. And the credit would be, yes, I did, and there's a good reason, and we're taking off the gloves, and we're going to get it done. Or, I didn't say that, the mainstream press is manipulating you, but I said, if he can't get the word out via the mainstream press, he could take his issue to the Senate floor. Do you remember that, Kurt? Do you remember that example just yesterday?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right. Now, it's not as important of an issue, but over Ray-Ban glasses, Rand does exactly what I proposed with regards to this dig dirt on Hillary scenario. Different issue, but it just makes the point that, hey, Rand can get the word out by force if he wants to. And all.
Good point.
All. I'm going to say this again. All congressmen and senators have this ability to go to their House or their Senate floors and do the same. They can make issues important. They can get around the mainstream press. They can go to alternative news sources like us. They can announce it on the House or the Senate floor. They can't be stopped if they really want to dig down on something. And so when they're silent on an issue, and I mentioned this many times before, at some point you got to give them accountability for that silence. So if Rand Paul doesn't stand up blatantly some way with a press release, whatever, and really literally say, hey, man, ladies and gentlemen, I did not perpetuate this dig up dirt on Hillary plan. Great. If he did, so you got to take credit, Kurt, or you got to take responsibility. And instead, we're talking about Ray-Ban glasses on the Senate floor, bro. I mean, I'm just saying it's crazy stuff. Now, I'm not trying to attack Rand Paul, but I am making a point. What's going on here? I believe Hillary has plenty of dirt, but I'm not really interested in digging up dirt on the opponents as my campaign strategy. And to do it this early almost only helps Hillary, even if that was the case. So there's no value in it. To some degree, all these things are becoming distractions. But we'll find out what's going on, why Ray-Ban asked Rand Paul to stop wearing their shades, and what his response was on the Senate floor. Yeah, we'll dig into that. We'll also dig into Loretta Lynch, who voted for it. We'll talk about it. The Republicans sold us out, to say the least. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite news the networks refuse to use, Talk Station.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit TopreserveTheNation.com to begin that restoration.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yes, you are, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable live on your favorite news the networks refuse to use talk station. This half hour is brought to you in part by your scientifically backed free vigor test. How would you like to have more energy in your day? Get a hold of Kurt to learn more. He'll make it happen just for you. Kurt, C-U-R-T, LibertyRoundtable.com or smile and dial 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. All right, listener TZ chimes in and says, hey, man, Radio Shack's problem was that although they had $2 billion in profits in the last decade, they bought back $3 billion in their own stock. Why? To boost its price. That's right. Debt can overcome any wealth. Now, TZ is right as rain on that. No doubt, that's true. However, I submit to you, with ever-increasing inflation, that's a serious, serious toll. No wonder you got to play games with the price. But then again, you got these corporate companies now, too, based on Wall Street. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all manipulation. It's all collateralized debt obligations or CDOs. It's all, and you back into this discussion of what is profitability anyway? How does modern accounting work? And so when you start to dig into that, you find out that debt can overcome any wealth. That's right, and that's the reality, is that the fiat money system based on debt, everybody's in debt. The second you have a dollar in your hand, you're in debt, right? Okay, so TZ, the listener, absolutely correct on that. And that's the problem, is that we don't really see the truth in anybody's bottom line balance sheets. All right, anyway, great point. Thank you. Ray-Ban's asking Rand Paul to quit wearing their shades. Man, Rand takes his response to the Senate floor. And I guess Harry Reid even helped with that. Do you have any details on that, Kurt?
Yeah, it looks like I guess he was actually putting his little logo on their sunglasses. And according to the Salon.com boys, which is not your big-time conservative connection, but anyway, they say branding a company's product with your campaign logo and selling it without permission is a no-no. They say Ray-Ban smacks down Rand Paul. Stop doing it, they said. But anyway, I guess what was happening was he had been selling these Ray-Ban Wayfarer sunglasses, and he had the Rand logo on the side of them, and they were on sale for $150 on his website. As it turned out, the campaign was doing so without the approval of the company, and they said, hey, don't keep it up, according to the salon guys.
Now, what do you think, Kurt? What was his response on the Senate floor? Any idea?
Well, I can tell you that, you know, the other headlines I see, there's talking points, memo.com, Ray-Ban asked Rand Paul to remove its shades from his campaign store. Then you've got USA Today, Ray-Ban dims Rand Paul's hopes of making GOP cool. Then you've got thehill.com, Rand Paul yanks Ray-Ban's after complaint. So I don't, you know, see much of what he said there, but basically, as far as I can tell, he's not going to be selling them Ray-Bans anymore.
Yeah, I kind of want to know, though, you know, why would Ray-Ban do that when they, you know, really have an opportunity to gain a, you know, real benefit on this? You know, it's kind of an interesting idea, and I really want to kind of know what he kind of said on the Senate floor about it. So that's the problem. They say the next headline says this: Rand Paul yanks Ray-Bans after complaint. So here's what I kind of think. You got some individual that complained to Ray-Ban saying, hey, man, why are your sunglasses going political? And Ray-Ban went, oh, my goodness, I don't know what's going on. You're right. Good. We got to stop that. And then Ray-Ban has a knee-jerk reaction, Kurt. And then you get into this big old scenario. What do you think the deal is? I don't know, but here's what
well,
I do know. Ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that we've entered an era in the media, Kurt, where what they do is they have a complainer make a point, and then people just cave. And I'll give you an example. I work for some companies, and somebody complained and said, hey, man, I hear you're linked to this radio show, and I hear that, you know, this radio show was talking about how Martin Luther King got communist money, and he was a womanizer. And I can't believe they're saying that on the radio. And does your company back that? They say you do. They say this is brought to you by da-da-da. Well, most companies would cave at that, Kurt. And my boss just went, you know what? We don't really support the statements of individuals, but we advertise on radio and TV and magazines and all over the place. And, man, you know, we're just promoting our brand. And he didn't cave to the pressure of a given. But a lot of companies just cave. And I think this may be of what happened here, Kurt. And that's why when I give the he who owns the media makes the rules presentation, I tell you, advertisers want to control you, control everything you do and say, or they want to drop you like a rock. And I'm telling you, we see this more and more and more and more and more. So Ray-Ban was probably happy about it until they got their complaint, and then they panicked, Kurt. And I submit to you that complaint was probably politically driven by a troll that's watching this stuff with an agenda. Okay, I don't even know if that listener that complained in my behalf or my example was a real listener or was set up to be a listener to say, hey, target their advertisers. They're starting to make a big enough difference where you can't just let this go anymore. I think that's where we are, Kurt. Ray-Ban asked Rand Paul to remove its shades from his store. Ray-Ban dims Rand Paul's hopes of making Republicans cool. Very interesting twist to this, if you ask my opinion. And there's more here than meets the eye. Now, I'm not really for companies or, you know, individuals using brands for their own purposes, exactly like Rand Paul they say he's done. I just want to get more of the story before I weigh in on that, Kurt. Because if Rand Paul went to the Senate floor, there may be more to this than meets the eye. But I'm telling you right now, companies are caving to pressure, political pressure, based on complaints everywhere. And it's got to stop or we'll have no advertisers whatsoever, Kurt. Anyway, your update?
You know, as far as I can see, you know, basically, I mean, at least the Ray-Bans, I guess, they're just making this choice and saying, hey, you know, the chances are good that it will hurt us, you know, I guess, more than it will help us. But it is interesting how, man, we've got all this little, you know, if anybody complains about anything, then we've got to stop it because we don't want anybody upset. What about the people who wanted to buy Ray-Bans with the Rand, you know, insignia on there? I guess now they need to make a complaint. You know, we'll see whose complaint is more heard. I don't know. It's just, That's just how it works, huh?
Well, that's how it works if everybody caves, Kurt. But if I was Ray-Ban, what I would do is I would say this. You know what? And the fly in the ointment here is putting his own logo on the Ray-Bans or whatever and then selling them without permission. That is an issue. What I don't know is if there was no permission or if there was a nod and a wink and it was okay first, but they didn't document it paper-wise and now they're changing their minds. I don't know the details, okay? So understand that I'm not endorsing adding a logo to a product and then selling it without permission, okay? I'm not saying that's acceptable. There is branding and there is copyrights and there are trademarks and there are, you know, okay? So that may be a difficulty there. But suffice it to say that there's two separate issues here. One is doing that and I'm not for it. I don't know that that's what Rand Paul did, though. I kind of feel like there may be more that meets the eye here. I'm gonna reserve judgment until I know. Nevertheless, though, this idea that companies can just be bullied into shutting up or not supporting anything or supporting everything based on the agenda, okay? In other words, companies being forced to back the gay and lesbian agenda or companies being forced to stop speaking out about something or whatever the case may be. We've come into an era where the mainstream press has so much control over that, Kurt, where they can demonize somebody and or turn somebody into a rock star overnight with their incredible power. They've got more power than a politician in the media. In fact, that might be a great headline for me. The media's got more power than a politician. But anyway, what I'm saying is we've now become so public in everything. You can make anything an instant flash-in-the-pan news headline that you want to. And you can either use it for the benefit or the barbecue of anybody you choose. And that's the era that we're in, kind of. And these companies just panic and melt down. We've got to get a backbone in America to say, look, and here's what Ray-Ban should say, or any of these other companies. We don't have the ability to track down, vet, and agree or disagree with every different organization that we advertise through. Okay? We have partners. We have resellers. We have, the list goes on and on and on and on. And you know what? We don't really look at what's on TV before we advertise, or what ends up in the newspaper before we advertise. And so as a result, you know what? We're not really going to get involved in that. We just want to build our brand and stick with what we do best. We do sunglasses. And therefore, we're going to do sunglasses. And you know what? We hope you wear our sunglasses too, but we're not going to control your speech if you wear our sunglasses. We're just not. So you know what? Have a great day. That's what I think needs to happen to some degree on this thing. All right, quick pause. We'll come back, talk about a whole lot more news the networks refuse to use on your radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so Sam and Kurt on your radio. I kind of went off on a tangent, but I think it's important to understand the advertising reality in which we face. And, you know, I don't know what's going on with Rand Paul and Ray-Ban, but that's kind of a weird scenario to say the least. All right. Comcast drops $45 billion bid for Time Warner Cable, Kurt. Now, I'm not really for monopolies, but I don't think they would have had a monopoly. I'm really against governments basically shooting down these merger deals. If companies find it advantageous to merge, why do they have to deal with a big old government control of everything? Who does the government think they are, and where in the Constitution do they get authority to shut these deals down? So anyway, Comcast now gave up, and they're dropping their $45 billion bid and saying, I guess not. Government's too belligerent and out of control and hostile. And so therefore, they're backing away. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, you know, at least even Comcast doesn't buy everything. I mean, you know, it seems like they, you know, so many of the big companies just keep sucking up little ones, right?
There you go. Anyway, I found that interesting and kind of sad. It's mainstream press news that the Comcast organization dropped the bid of the merger, but I bring it up because I think we have a different twist on this, which is, hey, where does the government get off thinking they can shut these things down? I don't hear anybody saying that either. All right, Republican Senate sells out,
that's
Kurt.
That's a great point, by the way. Yeah, that's a great
Republican
point.
Republican Senate sells out and confirms Loretta Lynch as Attorney General, Kurt. Confirmed 56 to 43 with 10 Republicans voting for Loretta Lynch. Now, here's the interesting thing. And this is, again, you're starting to see a separation in people. You ready? Mr. Ted Cruz missed the confirmation, Kurt. And the reason that Ted Cruz missed the confirmation vote is because he had already left for Texas because he had a fundraiser, Kurt. Now, the reason that I bring up this difference in men and difference in people and difference in, I would say, stature. When Ron Paul, now I'm not talking about Rand, I'm talking about Ron, Dad, okay? When he ran in 2008 and 2012, Kurt, he made a very important point of jetting back, regardless of his schedule to the best of his ability on the campaign trail for presidential aspirations. He made it back to the best of his ability, I'm not going to say every time, but virtually every time, meaning he really did his best, to vote, to make sure that he didn't let his presidential aspirations conflict with his senatorial obligations. Okay? Now, that's honor, Kurt. Now, here's what happened. The mainstream press then attacked Rand, and they're like, look at Rand's travel bill. I'm sorry, Ron. Sorry. Wow. Look at Ron's travel bill. He goes back to Washington to do this and to do that. And so the only thing they could attack him on was, wow, he has a big bill for travel. My response is, what else are you supposed to do if you're running for president and you're a current senator? Okay, that's part of the problem with this political campaigning for 96 years before every election, right? Okay, but Ron did his very best to have integrity, Kurt, to be true to his elected position and vote, and then be true to his presidential aspirations and run on the campaign trail. And the only thing you complain about is, well, that brings a bigger bill into the mix. But when you look at how much Ron Paul gave back from his salary every year anyway, you kind of say, wow. But all I'm telling you is Ron is heads and shoulders above these people. He set a standard of honor and integrity, Kurt, that you just cannot attack, unless you're just unfair. But, hey, Ted Cruz missed this critical vote on Loretta Lynch. He was against it. He spoke against it on the floor. But then he wasn't even there for the vote. How convenient. So 56 to 43. With 10 Republicans voting for it. Now, you could say, well, his vote wouldn't have mattered, Sam. That's only one guy. Yeah, but just think of the leadership he could provide. But he wasn't there, Kurt. He was too busy trying to contact Sam Bushman and beg me for money, Kurt.
Do you get emails from Ted Cruz? I don't really.
I do, yeah. I never signed up for him, but, buddy, I'm just on the list, bro.
Huh, wow.
And I'm really disappointed in this, Kurt. This is the thing about honor and integrity that really irks me. And I commend Ron. We'll see what Rand does, but I'm disappointed in Cruz over this, Kurt. I know it's a little thing, but I think it's an important thing.
Very good, Sam. The Patrick Brennan at the National Review, his headline, Senate confirms Loretta Lynch with 10 GOP votes. I was going to say something like, well, there was a lynching in Washington, D.C., but anyway.
But you say that when she's black, and now you're just an over-the-top racist. How dare you make an assertion?
56 to 43 is how the numbers went. And that means they say all of the Democrats voted for her. And then you've got 10 Republicans. And these 10, by the way, Mitch McConnell, you know, he gets about a 60 on the JBS Freedom Index. Orrin Hatch, our beloved senator from Utah, that also gets, you know, like in the 50s on the JBS Freedom Index. Then you got Jeff Flake, you know, from Arizona. Let's see, he basically is their next one. Oh, Lindsey Graham, you know. Now, Jeff Flake surprised me because he had about an 80 on the John Birch Society Freedom Index, where all these other guys are, you know, low 50s or below. Thad Cochran, Mississippi. Susan Collins, Maine. By the way, you know, she's a Republican, but she got a 40% on the JBS score, although her fellow senator from Maine got a 10%, so I guess she's a pretty ripping senator. Mark Kirk from Illinois. Never really heard much about him, but he's got a pretty poor voting record. By the way, he's at 34, although his fellow senator from Illinois has a 10, so I guess you call him you know, real conservative. Kelly Ayotte, A-Y-O-T-T-E, from New Hampshire, was the next voter, you know, for the lynching there. Now, you know, you look at New Hampshire, it's the Live Free or Die state. By the way, that senator gets a 66 on the John Birch Society. The fellow senator was a 7, so I guess that's really conservative. Then you've got Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. Wisconsin, you know, is, I mean, that's the Scott Walker state. We've talked about that. Although Ron Johnson gets an 82, which, you know, again, surprises me that he would vote for this, he and Flake, with those higher numbers. And then you've got Rob Portman from Ohio. Ohio senators are not, well, known, in my opinion, for being hugely conservative. Portman had a 51. His fellow senator has a 23 in that state. So anyway, that's the top, or the 10 listed there. Ted Cruz, as you mentioned, is the only one that didn't cast a vote. Now, Rand Paul and Marco Rubio did. And, of course, you can tell they voted against her.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Kurt? And just the typical insiders. I mean, is there anyone that's a surprise that helped them there? They're all inside Republicans, right? I mean, name the list real quick. Is there anybody that you could say that's, well, a freedom fighter there?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, but when you see these two, Jeff Flake and Ron Johnson, that are in the 80s on the JBS numbers.
Yeah. Now, Jeff you know, Flake, though, is Arizona, and Richard Max told us that he's, you know, not really our friend for a long time.
Yeah,
so we've known that. But this is an example where, you know, you get these people that, you know, you might have had a Jeff Flake even speak out to certain small groups about A's against Loretta Lynch for this or that and whatever. But yet, when it comes push to shove, he votes for it. Or you might have Ted Cruz, for example, say, hey, man, I stood against Loretta Lynch big time. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You spoke against it. That's all true. But when it comes push to shove, we can't put that vote in the mix now because you didn't vote, sir. You were too busy on the campaign trail raising money for an election that's a year and a half plus away or whatever, right? Or whatever it is away, over a year anyway. For something that you really don't even have a prayer to win, probably. All I'm telling you is it's, wow. I don't know what to even say or think about it, Kurt, but it's of great concern. All right.
Well, it brings up that whole point that we like to bring up, and that is, what is a Republican? You know, I just call for the elimination of parties, and then, you know, at least we could evaluate them better than just looking and see if they have an R or a D.
That's a great point. And it's important to watch, and Lowell Nelson points this out every time he's on our program, I think, Curtin. It's so wise. CampaignForLiberty.org. He says, hey, man, watch what they do. Don't watch what they say, but watch what they literally do with your money, with their votes, okay? And, you know, Ted Cruz just jettisoned Washington. He was too busy for this critical vote, Kurt. And I really think when Loretta Lynch runs around and says, hey, Brock's fine with his amnesty push, that alone should have torpedoed her bid to be the attorney general, Kurt, big time. And a lot of Republicans expressed concern about it. A lot of Republicans were shocked when the 10 sold out. But there you have it again, the Republicans, Kurt. I can find many things they're doing to down America, but I can't find anything of substance that they're doing to keep their promises and stick with their platform and reduce the size and scope of out-of-control belligerent government. Can you? All right, that's just an open-ended question. We're at the end of the hour. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use on your radio. Hope you're all doing marvelous. All right, you want to turn your phone into your radio? 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. For Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people. Along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America, but we need your help. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.